week, our Curious Mix profiles a DIY or do-it-yourself artist. It's a segment we call Making It. This week, WFYI's Melissa Davis takes us to the downtown Indianapolis home of mixed-media artist Lisa Barton.
This apartment is just like an ideal space for creating for me. So it's got like a lot of Art Deco touches, like the stained glass and bay windows, hardwood floors, really high ceilings. It's just, yeah, I love it. I've been here for a long time, so yeah, it's my space. Mixed media is my preferred medium because I don't like working with just one medium. Usually I like to do layered pieces, so I might start out with maybe like a watercolor background or a sketching, and then I'll go over that with like some collage, or I've been doing a lot of photo transfer lately. I like doing that kind of combination and like seeing how different media work together well to create art. Place factors into my art in like probably a few ways. One, like there are obviously like certain settings that I feel most comfortable working in. I tend to like to work at home, or if it's not at home, it needs to be a space that feels like home to me, that I can just like, you know, be wearing whatever and doing whatever. If I want to like take a dance break or something, I can do that. Or like watch some Netflix. Usually I like to have my cats around as long as they're not getting too close to the art. So like my environment needs to be very familiar, but then also there are certain places that I think of like historically. I went to Heron School of Art, so that's one place that I identify with art. Just like Indiana Avenue, even though that's a little more like music than visual art. There are different places in the city that I identify with as art and that like I kind of have a love for because of that. So I think that would probably be the best way to explain how place factors into art for me. I have so many ideas. My imagination is kind of nonstop, and that is what keeps me going with my art. Ideas, also being inspired by other artists. The more art I see, the more I want to make. The more that happens in the world, the more that happens to me, the more that I grow as a person, like the more things I want to say, like, and not just with words, but with images that come from my head, that I get from other people. It's always been a part of my life, so it'll always be a part of my life.
Lisa Barton is a contributing member of Fossafoss Collective.
Centered around pro-blackness, womanism, feminism, all the good things in life that I really care about.
That's Making It, reported and produced by Melissa Davis.